As early season snow piles up at Crater Lake National Park, employees are being sent home and visitors turned away, not because of inclement weather, but because of the government shutdown. Only a handful of employees are being kept on for law enforcement and other emergency operations. Diana and Dennis Burschak drove from Clay Ellum, Washington, to stay at the historic Crater Lake Lodge.
We were hoping that if we could drive around and stay here, then we would have time to go out on some of the trails and totally enjoy the beauty of this site, but Congress decided otherwise.
Other Crater Lake visitors traveled from much farther away. Duncan and Helen Fortune came from Scotland to see America's national parks, but Duncan says it may be Canada next time.
Our country is supposed to be the leader of the free world, can't get its budget together. It's a joke. We can go to Canada where they don't shut the parks. Why come here?
Park spokesperson Marcia McCabe worked a short last day before her furlough began. She laments the park closure.
Our whole point of the national parks is to provide for visitor enjoyment and to preserve the resources. So when you can't provide for the visitor enjoyment, you're not able to do your job.
As Congress goes back and forth about whose fault the shutdown is, perhaps the situation can best be summed up by Katie O'Neill. Her Crater Lake camping trip was cut short, and she may miss out on rock climbing at Yosemite National Park.
Definitely a bummer.
For Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Devin Schwartz.